لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم.
We have indeed created man in the best shape.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we bring another episode of our program World of Angels before you, in which we bring fascinating and informative information regarding Malaika, regarding angels before you. In our past few episodes, we've been discussing the virtues, the excellences, the attributes of Hazrat Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wassalam. In today's episode, inshallah azza wa jal, we will cover few more aspects of Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wassalam, and especially focus on one of the very special attributes of Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. And in the light of that very attribute, we will also try to reflect upon ourselves, reflect upon our own state as well. Before continuing any further, as usual, let's start today's episode by listening to the virtue of reciting Durood-e-Pak, sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Therefore, it is the summary of one of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, where he alayhi salatu wa sallam said that until a person keeps reciting Durood upon me, keeps sending salawat upon me, Allah Almighty and His angels keep sending mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, as mentioned before, today inshaAllah azza wa jal, we will be covering a very beautiful aspect, a very beautiful attribute of Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Wahab rahmatullahi ta'ala states that among the muqarrab angels, among the muqarrab malaika, who are the muqarrab malaika angels? Those who hold the closest proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So among the muqarrab angels are Sayyiduna Jibreel and Mikael alayhimus salam. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about someone doing a virtuous deed, so when someone performs a virtuous deed in this world, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about his virtuous deeds to Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Almighty says that so and so, son of so and so, has performed such and such virtuous deed out of my obedience. So Allah Almighty is telling Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam of a certain individual who performs a righteous action, a virtuous action on the earth. And Allah Almighty is telling Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam not only about his name but also the name of his father, that so and so, son of so and so, has performed such and such virtuous deed in my obedience. May my mercies be showered upon him. Now this kalam, this conversation takes place between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. Now Hazrat Sayyiduna Mikael alayhi salatu wasalam, he asks Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam that what did our Lord say? Now he is also in a way curious, asking Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam that what did our Rabb say? Then Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, he replies to Mikael alayhi salatu wasalam saying that so and so, son of so and so, has been remembered because of his virtuous deed. Now this kalam conversation is taking place between Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam and Mikael alayhi salatu wasalam, that so and so, son of so and so, has been remembered in the court of Allah Almighty due to his virtuous deed. And then Allah Almighty showered mercies upon him. Now, after this conversation between Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam and Mikael alayhi salatu wasalam, it is stated that whomsoever from the heavens can see Mikael alayhi salatu wasalam, they all ask Mikael alayhi salatu wasalam the same question which he asked to Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, that what did our Lord say? Because their curiosity is also increasing in terms of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. So they all say to Mikael alayhi salatu wasalam, that what did our Lord, our Rabb say? Then Mikael alayhi salatu wasalam gives them the same reply which Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam gave him. As in, that so-and-so, son of so-and-so, has been remembered in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to his virtuous deed. May the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be showered upon him. So this conversation takes place between Mikael alayhi salatu wasalam and all those who can see him from the heavens and who ask him this question. Now, mentioning of this affair of an individual performing a virtuous deed, and all this kalam conversation takes place between all the angels of every sky, of every heaven, all the way from the seventh sky to the sixth to the fifth, all the way to the first sky. So the person who performs the virtuous action, a righteous action in the world, is being mentioned among the angels of all the skies. He is being mentioned in front of Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, Mikael alayhi salatu wasalam, and all the angels of all the heavens. Even to the extent that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that this reaches the earth, as in this affair of mentioning of his righteous action after being mentioned amongst all the angels, this very affair, this very fact reaches on the earth as well. Meaning that the servant of Allah Almighty who performs a virtuous action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him famous, makes him renowned in the skies, in the heavens, as well as on the earth, and keeps his name alive even after he passes away. So this is the great virtue a person attains, a person receives after he performs a righteous action in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, over here, we also come to know that why so many people gather and they visit the blessed shrines of Awliya Karam Rahimahumullah. We come to know that why the names of Awliya Karam Rahimahumullah are still alive today. It's been centuries and centuries since they've left this mortal world physically. But why are their blessings still being showered upon? Why are people still gathering on their shrines? Why people still know their names? Why are they so renowned and so famous amongst everyone in the world? Why Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Data Ganj Bakhsh Hajveri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, my Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, all other awliya as well, why are they all so renowned amongst the people? Then reason being, again in the light of this very narration, that when someone performs a righteous action in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him renowned in front of all the angels of all the skies and also amongst the people of the world. So even after their demise, after their apparent demise, people still go to their shrines and gain blessings from them. So we come to know one aspect of this narration, that when a person performs a virtuous action, then he is being mentioned in front of all the malaika, and the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are being showered upon such person. So we shall always try to perform as many virtuous deeds as we can, so our name can also be mentioned in front of Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. By whom? By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam mentions in front of Mikael alayhi salatu wasalam, and Mikael alayhi salatu wasalam mentions it in front of other angels, and this process can continue. But then, on the other hand, there's other side of the story as well. When someone performs a virtuous actions, these are the blessings. But when someone performs a sinful action, then there's a severe consequence to this as well. It carries on to say, and when a person is remembered because of a sinful action, then Allah Almighty says that so and so, son of so and so, has disobeyed me, and performed such and such action in my disobedience. May my curse be upon him. Then Mikael alayhi salatu wasalam asks Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam that what did our Lord say? What did our Rabb say? Because Allah Almighty says this to Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. And now Mikael alayhi salatu wasalam is asking Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam that what did our Lord, our Rabb say? Then he replies that so and so has been remembered because of his sinful deed. May the curse of Allah Almighty be upon him. Then this becomes famous amongst the skies to the extent that it reaches the earth. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani channel, we come to know that a person who commits a virtuous deed or a sinful deed, he will be remembered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of angels, in front of Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, and through that process, through that chain, in front of other angels as well. So it is up to us now, that how do we want to be remembered? How do we want to be remembered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam and all other angels? So we shall try our utmost to refrain from sinful actions and perform as many virtuous deeds as we can. As we're talking about the virtues and excellences of Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, it is stated on the authority of Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who states that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wasalam said that Hazrat Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam fulfills people's needs. The Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam fulfills the needs of the people. Now, over here, if we ask ourselves that who fulfills the needs, who is the actual provider, who is the one who removes all the difficulties, who is the one who provides the sustenance, of course it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Almighty is the one who removes all the hardships. Allah Almighty is the one who removes all the afflictions. Allah Almighty is the one who provides the sustenance to everyone. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed His angels and His chosen servants to fulfill the pleas and needs of His people. Now, we come to know that Allah Almighty has given a responsibility and power to Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam to also fulfill the needs of people. And same is the case with Awliya Karam, Sahaba Karam and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have given them the authority to fulfill the needs of people. So if we present our plea in the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba Karam alayhim wa ridwan, or Awliya Karam rahimahumullah, then it is absolutely permissible to do so, because Allah Almighty has given them the authority. Allah Almighty has given them this bestowment, through His bestowment, that they can fulfill the needs of the people. So Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam fulfills the needs of people. When a believer supplicates, makes dua, then Allah Almighty says that, O Jibreel, stop my person's need. Do not fulfill his need as of now, because I like him as well as his voice. So, if you are supplicating for a long time and your supplication, your dua is not being accepted apparently, then we shall not lose hope in it, because we don't know what wisdoms are hidden behind non-acceptance of our dua. And Allah Almighty said that I like this believer as well as his voice. And when a disbeliever asks for something, then Allah Almighty says that, O Jibreel, fulfill his need. Fulfill his need straight away, because I dislike him and also dislike his voice. Allah Almighty does not like his voice and the fact that he asks something again. So a believer who asks in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes him as well his voice. So Allah Almighty likes the fact that my believer, that my servant keeps supplicating in my court, keeps asking me for his needs. And also, sometimes when our du'as are not accepted, when apparently they are not accepted, we don't know what wisdoms are hidden behind it. We don't know what is good for us and what is bad for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing. He Almighty knows what is good for us and what is bad for us. It is possible that something that we are supplicating for, something that we badly desire for, that might not be good for us in the longer run. Whereas our intellect, we are not as far-sighted to realize this fact, that this very need of mine, if it gets fulfilled, this will not be very beneficial for me in the longer run. But Allah Almighty is all-knowing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the best, that what is good for us and what is not good for us. So if through apparent means our dua is not being accepted, we shall not lose hope, because the reward, one will reap the reward of asking dua anytime, anyway, whether the dua is accepted or not. And then it is also narrated that when on the day of judgment, people will see the reward for being patient upon duas not being accepted in this world, then they will wish that only if none of our duas were accepted in the dunya. None of our du'as were accepted in the world, and all this reward which will be accumulated on the day of judgment, they would prefer that reward in exchange of the du'as that they have been asking in this dunya. So never lose hope, keep supplicating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Almighty will give you whatever you are asking for, or a better alternative in its place. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani channel, in the light of these few narrations, we come to know that how dignified is the status and rank of Sayyiduna Jibra'il Amin alayhi salatu wa salam. But despite this, Hazrat Sayyiduna Jibra'il alayhi salatu wa salam, one of the very beautiful aspect he alayhi salatu wa salam possessed was the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much he alayhi salatu wasalam would fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdul Aziz bin Abi Rawad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi narrates that Allah Almighty saw Hazrat Sayyiduna Jibra'il and Mika'il alayhi musalam, that they are crying. Now, despite knowing everything, Allah Almighty asked them that what made you cry? They said, O our Lord, O our Rabb, we are not fearless of your punishment. Meaning that, O Allah Almighty, we are crying out of the fear of your torment, of your punishment. Allah Almighty said, yes, this is how it is. Remain in this state, because whoever becomes fearless of my punishment faces loss. Now, if you think about it, even though they're masoom angels, they're innocent angels, they are sinless, they are those angels who cannot commit sin, who do not have the tendency of committing sin. Allah Almighty has not instilled the desire and the power of committing sin into these angels, so no way they can disobey Allah Almighty. But still, look how much fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instilled in their hearts, and they keep crying in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the reason for their crying, what was their reply? That, O Allah Almighty, we are not fearless of your punishment. Now, this is the state of the fear that these sinless angels possess of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those angels who cannot commit a sin, those angels who do nothing but obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those angels who are ma'soom, those angels amongst whom is also Sidra Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam, who is the leader of all the angels. This is the level of their fear that they possess for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is our state? That we commit sin day in, day out. It is as if sinning has become an integral part of our life. It is as if we can't spend a day without committing a sin. It is like oxygen for us. This is how our state has become nowadays. Without sins, we cannot survive. It is as if we cannot stand out in the community. We won't mix in the community unless we don't commit sins, ma'adallah. But yet, after committing all these sins, how much fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do we possess in our hearts? We need to ask ourselves, we need to ponder upon this very fact and realize that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very important and vital component that every believer should possess in his character. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to fear Him, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also enable us to perform virtuous acts such as offering salah, keeping fast, giving charity, etc. Carrying further, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Imran radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that following hadith reached me that Hazrat Jibrail Amin alayhi salatu wasalam came in the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam crying. So when Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam came in the court of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam on this very occasion, he alayhi salatu wasalam was crying. Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, "O Jibreel, what has made you cry?" Now Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam said that, "Why shall I not cry? By Allah, since Allah Almighty has created hell, my eye has not dried due to the fear that may I not commit his disobedience and Allah Almighty make me enter in it. Therefore, I keep crying due to this fear." Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, did we see that how much Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam is fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is fearing the hellfire, is fearing the punishment, the torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, let's go through another very informative and astonishing fact of Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, that when Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam would come in the courts of Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, then he would also have four custodian angels with him. So he wouldn't come on his own. He alayhi salatu wasalam would also have four custodian angels with him when he would present himself in the courts of Anbiya Karam alayhi salatu wasalam. And just imagine the powers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to these angels. It is said that when the nation of Thamud was inflicted with the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to their transgressions, due to their disbelief and due to the excess of sins, then what happened was that Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam let out a severe and loud scream which made them fall on the ground on their knees. So in the morning, Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam let out a severe and a loud scream, and because of this scream, all of them, they fell on their knees and they instantly died. All of them died straight away. Now, this was just a glimpse of the powers that Allah Almighty gave Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And imagine that what would be the extent of the act of flying of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, that he alayhi salatu wasalam could reach the earth from the heavens and back to the heavens from the earth within a blink of an eye. So this was the state, the powers of his flying as well, which Allah Almighty bestowed upon him, that within a blink of an eye, he alayhi salatu wasalam could reach earth from the heavens and go back to the heavens from the earth. Now, you would know that Hazrat Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam once saw the accursed shaitan roaming around Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, shaitan also wandered around Prophets alayhi wa salatu wasalam as well. Even though he cannot misguide prophets, and prophets cannot fall prey to the whispers of shaitan, but the accursed shaitan, he would never give up. He would try his unsuccessful attempts on the blessed prophets alayhi wa salatu wasalam as well. So we on our side shall always remain cautious of shaitan and his traps and his tricks. Now, when Hazrat Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam saw shaitan roaming around Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam pushed him slightly, very slightly. And do you know what was the effect of this slight push? When Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam pushed the accursed shaitan slightly, the accursed shaitan fell all the way from Makkah Mukarramah to the last corner of India. So all the way from the Makkah Mukarramah to the last corners of India, shaitan al-rajim, he fell. And this was just a slight push. So imagine the powers bestowed upon Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, once Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam saw the accursed shaitan speaking to Hazrat Sayyiduna Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam blew him. And what was the effect of this blow? It was that it made him reach the end mountains of India all the way from Baitul Muqaddas. So from Baitul Muqaddas, a small blow from Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam made shaitan fall all the way to the end mountains of India. Now this is just to get a gist of the powers of Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam which Allah Almighty bestowed upon him. Now, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, after listening to the powers bestowed upon Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we shall all be mindful that no matter how powerful one being is, every being that possesses life will be destroyed, will perish, will come to an end. It will die one day. Let's, towards the end, now listen about the demise of Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, how his demise will take place and how his end would take place. Hazrat Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam recited the following verse. And the summary of the translation of this verse is that on the day of judgment, the trumpet will be blown, which will make all the inhabitants of the earth and heavens to fall unconscious. Those who are alive will die, and the souls of the deceased will fall unconscious. But whomsoever Allah Almighty wills, He will keep them safe from unconsciousness and death. Now, when Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam recited this verse, then the blessed companions alayhim wa ridwan, they requested, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who are the people whom Allah Almighty will save from being unconscious and death? So who are those individuals, who are those people who will be saved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from falling unconscious and from death? The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied that this is Jibra'il, Mika'il, Malakul Maut, Israfil, and the angels holding the arsh will be the one who will be safeguarded against the effects of the trumpet being blown. So they are exempted. Other than them, rest of the creation will die. When Allah Almighty will capture everyone's soul, then He Almighty will ask Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam, who is left now? O Malakul Maut, who is left behind? He will reply, O my Lord, you are pure, you are supreme, you are Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. Left behind are Jibra'il, Mika'il, Israfil and Malakul Maut. One is you who is Hayyul La Yamut, and four of us are remaining. Then Allah Almighty will say that capture the soul of Israfil as well. Then Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam will capture the soul of Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam as well. Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam will die as well. Allah Almighty will again ask Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam that who is left now? Upon this, Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam will again reply that, O my Lord, O my Rabb, you are pure and blessed. You are supreme. You are Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. Now, Jibra'il, Mika'il and Malakul Maut are left behind. Then Allah Almighty will say, capture the soul of Mika'il too. Therefore, Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam will capture the soul of Mika'il alayhi salatu wasalam as well. Mika'il alayhi salatu wasalam would fall on the ground like a hilltop. Then Allah Almighty will ask Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam again, that who is left now? He will reply that Jibra'il and me, meaning Malakul Maut, angel of death. Then Allah Almighty will say that, O Malakul Maut, O angel of death, you too die. And upon this, Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam will die as well. He will pass away as well. Then Allah Almighty will say, will ask, O Jibra'il, who is left now? It will be only Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam who will be left now. So Allah Almighty will ask, O Jibreel, who is left now? He will reply that, O Allah Almighty, you are the everlasting one, and only me, Jibreel, is now left, and I am about to die. Allah Almighty will say that his death is also necessary. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam will fall into sajda. He will fall into prostration, where he would become idle along with his wings, and he alayhi salatu wasalam will pass away as well. So this is how Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would pass away as well. And we also come to know that Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would be the last one to pass away, even after the angel of death, even after Sayyiduna Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is the dignity and majesty of Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And dear viewers of Madani channel, we also find in narrations that Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam will be the head of the scale of the mizan on the day of judgment. He alayhi salatu wasalam is appointed upon the responsibility of being the head of the scale of mizan on the day of judgment. So this is also a great excellence and attribute of Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, that on the day of judgment he will have the responsibility of heading the scale of mizan, and also he alayhi salatu wasalam will be the last one to pass away. He will be the last one who will still exist when every other creation, when all the creation would have passed away. Even Sayyiduna Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam would have also passed away. It will only be Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. And what a beautiful passing away he will have, that he will fall into sajda, into prostration, and then he alayhi salatu wasalam would pass away in this very state. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today we've covered another beautiful aspect and attribute of Sayyiduna Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, and brought very informative and astonishing information before you regarding Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, in our next episode we will present another more informative and astonishing facts regarding another angels, InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Until then, take very good care of yourself and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Laqad khalaqna al-insana fi ahsani taqwim.
We have indeed created man in the best shape.